Homily for Monday, the 15th of May, 2023. Today's responsorial psalm from Psalm 149 really jogged my memory, especially the repeated response, "The Lord takes delight in his people." But to be honest, my first reflection was how infrequently I actually think that. The Lord takes delight in his people. I am much more likely to think of God expecting this or that of me and being disappointed with me. But it is truly only good and right to imagine God taking real delight in me, in us, in his people, as the psalm says. Not so much because we do anything great or impressive, but much more because that's simply the way God is. We have a God who's just that way. He simply takes delight in his people. These thoughts jogged my memory and took me back to when I was a student in Germany studying theology. That was in the years 1970 to 74, long time ago. The Jesuit school's name was Sankt Georgen. In my first year, I became friends with a Croatian Jesuit, Juri Bozencic. And he invited me to go with him to Croatia for summer vacation and to meet his family. So I did. Juri was from a little village in Croatia, the name Dugopolja. And the whole village showed up to welcome Juri and his American friend. Juri's mother took me under her wing and introduced me to family and friends. But you must see this for how it was. I spoke no Croatian. They spoke no English or German, for that matter. And yet there was the greatest welcome and joy in one another's presence. Sheer delight in being with one another. I felt that delight in myself and in everyone around me, especially Mrs. Bozencic. Also, I sensed that somehow that's what God is like. Sheer goodness and delight in being with me, with us. And that's an image I'd recommend to us all. God is like Mrs. Bozencic. Sheer delight in being with us.